Welcome to the Clarity University Show, Transcending Government with World Peace and Prosperity. We have Donna Bell on the show. Well, just to introduce Donna for everybody, Donna Bell is, in my opinion, one of the very best in the world at understanding the secrets behind the secret. And she calls it a radiant design world. She's going to be letting you know what that is. Radiant design living. Donna, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Donna is with thegloryofhome.com.
Right. G-L-O-R-Y of home, H-O-M-E.com.
Okay.
And telephone number 303-499-7788.
She's helped mentor some of the most successful people that you've heard of. And Donna, I know you don't like tooting your own horn, but what are some of those names, if you don't mind sharing that?
I will speak about, I was a coach with someone who's famous in American Idol, but I can't give the name right now.
Okay.
And but I have been a coach for American Idol. And I have been a coach for leading consultants that travel around the world and do major seminars. I work with financial service people who are excellent at setting up beautiful programs for people to get their finances in order. I've coached before landmark education trainers. I used to create the environment for Werner Erhard of EST.
That's
so
a pretty
that
big
the
name.
Environment, it is, and all the people that were connected to him, the businesses that were connected to him, they were our clients. And so our focus was to create an environment that was so extraordinary that unprecedented events would occur for the individual, whether
okay.
it be Werner or whether it is business professionals or whoever it was.
So obviously you've got some history behind you that's very powerful, your experience that of helping people achieve success in different, you know, various aspects of their lives and in business. And how did this all start for you? I know who you are, I know what your story, but I'd love for you to share with our listeners where things began. We're going to bring you on several different times. You'll be sort of an ongoing guest here.
Well, I'm glad to be on this with you at this time because I'm a former talk show host and had got audience of about, I guess, about 30,000 people, maybe more, because it reached major sectors. And my focus is always with, I had a house cleaning company, and I was very inspired to have that house cleaning company, and then I became the one that would manage so many of the people that worked with Werner in keeping their environments, you know, at a very specific level. When you can walk in and feel the order that's there and really be connected, it allows you to have a much greater sensitivity to everything in life. So the work led from the having the cleaning company. It was a pretty famous cleaning company, Cleaning Logistics. That work led, and by the way, the logo for Cleaning Logistics was a gold rose in the toilet. And it was really fun. It was a card that had a little handle on it, and you could see the tank of the, you could see the lid of the top of the tank on the card, and then the formation of the toilet seat. And what was so cute is that when I would give it out, some people would think it was good luck because it was a horseshoe. Others would think that it was for rebirth. You know, it was a womb. And it was always amazing to see what people's experience was from our card. And then others would say, what's that in the toilet? and I'd have to share with them that it was a gold rose. And
And you're also, you are the rose. Interesting. So you actually explain the whole cleanliness is next to godliness better than anyone that I know. You really help people understand the connectivity of everything in our space. And
that's how you and I came together. We came together through your father originally.
Just so people know, you actually got started doing radio shows with my father, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was quite a while ago, about 1992-ish. You've been a dear friend of his, and he had nothing but praises to sing about you from then on. That just kind of gives our listeners a little bit of background. That's how long you've been, like, you know,
cleaning
part of my family. And yeah. So we've got a lot of history where we've been able to watch each other in the successes that we've had and what we've been doing and touch base once in a while over the years. Well, I got to tell our listeners something. I had an experience where it had been a while since I'd seen you in person. We'd done a lot of talking on the phone. And so I actually drove out to spend a little bit of time. One of the things that I did is I actually was in the living room of one of your clients as you were helping her sister and her mother and helping her go through her space and transform it. And it was an incredible thing to witness. We're going to be talking about that. Maybe we can even get her to come on the show, tell her own success story. It's absolutely transformational work that you do. And I know I've experienced it personally, but it was amazing to see how you work with women and with people, the depths of, and then the power and the simplicity of it all. It's just incredible. So
thank you.
You're on the top of my list of the first person to interview, and I called you. I'm glad that you agreed. And we have quickly made some plans for helping people know what these principles are, more about themselves and their own space, and what is it that people are going to be getting from listening to our episodes together.
An entire new world that's available to us, that you get to experience a world that will begin to teach you from ways like you've never known. You'll debunk some of the things that we've thought were very vital principles in the world. And as we learn how this world operates, a radiant design world is a world that organizes on behalf of you. This won't include law of attraction, because it doesn't exist in it. It won't include where we've come from about everything being energy. Not saying it discounts it. It's that it's a different reality that you begin to be shaped by. It is in a physical existence that I had the privilege, and I can say privilege now, but 8 years ago, I went through a death experience. And I have full memory from that. And as a result of that experience, certain things were revealed to me. And I ended up having this beautiful experience with Christ. And as I listened, it wasn't about my talking, it was about my listening. I began to have revealed to me levels and layers of what this radiant design world is. A world that I'd touched into, a world that I'd been a good coach in, a world that I'd taught people in relationship to beauty, no question. But after this experience, I was to go into depths that were beyond anything I could imagine. Depths that allowed me to recognize what the scientists were pointing to. And yet, those are sophisticated kinds of answers that are being given to us. And out of this experience I had, I came to know that it wasn't that sophisticated. That these incredible mysteries and these qualities of life reside right inside us, reside within our world, and reside with what's in front of us.
Okay.
It's a journey that is without ego, is all I can say. You wouldn't be able to receive it if you kept staying in your ego. It's a very different world, the world of receiving.
It's certainly a way of leading with beauty and understanding how things really work. With everything there is in our space and all around us. So it is really amazing, Donna, what you do for people.
There's a beautiful little girl that just came out that her mother was sharing the story about her daughter because her name is Emily. And Emily is touching the world. Emily is the little girl that was shot in Sandy Hook Elementary School area.
A year ago.
That's right. And she points out to her mother this world that she sees the night before she's killed. And she says, "Oh, Mama, look at the flowers on the wall. The pink flower has a black dot, and the black flower has a pink dot." And then she goes on and says, "Oh, Mama, it's so beautiful. It's all connected. Don't you see? It's all connected. You need to learn this. It's all connected."
That's a big theme of my show, too. It's all connected. And so you understand this, and you recognize that she was teaching her mom about this world of radiant design.
That's right. She was.
And you have a special sort of a story because of your near-death experience was when you were 6 years old also.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've had two death experiences, and the first one was when I was six, and the other one was 8 years ago, okay? And the thing that I was left with from when I was six was I finally came to realize this year, I came to realize that I'm eternal six, that I've always had this childlike nature with me that I used to be concerned about because I thought I might disappear because I was experiencing the world in a different way than what other people were. And I kept feeling like I was getting younger and younger about it. But what I came to realize, and especially after my death experience, it is a magnificent world that exists in front of us. But when we live with it and when we come from, you know, that it's a tool and it's not the gift of receiving, then it's not possible to receive this world. Most people in this world that we live in, this false world that's been built up, that we're all so afraid of, the government, the terrorists across the world, whatever, we get to a point, and I just notice it, I've coached billionaires. I've coached multimillionaires. And what I've recognized, that underneath it all, there's a certain way that survival exists. And that's kind of hard to believe when you've got people that are so wealthy. But it's a way that our society has gotten into this survival mentality.
Reminds me of people who have a whole lot of money, and they have dear family members who are struggling. They may have $100 million, mm-hmm. Liquid, whatever, in the bank, and still have a hard time giving their family member, who's also part of their mother's trust fund, their allowance for the month, you know.
Yeah. You know, what you're saying, though, it becomes control issues.
Right.
It's kind of like when people have money, they don't know how long they're going to have it. Okay, this is the way of the mind. The mind, and believe me, good example, in having my cleaning company, I used to think, oh, I don't have enough people. Then I'd have enough people. Then I'd think, oh my gosh, I don't have enough clients. So then I'd get enough clients. And one day I had the balance of both of them together, and then this was a wake-up point for me. All of a sudden, the thought was there, oh my gosh, how long is it going to last? Everything was going according to, you know, all the increase, all the balance, all the extraordinary magnificence of what was occurring with my clients and with the beautiful people that were the domestic support, you know, for these individuals. But what the mind did was found another way to control the space.
To make it easier for people who have busy schedules, this show has been divided into two segments. If you still have the time, you can go straight to the second half. Otherwise, come back and listen to the second half as soon as you get the chance.